This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
Art music is a vast, complex and dynamic genre filled with beauty, joy, strangeness and wonderment. And you'll find all of it here, in the joy of classical music.
Thank you.
Kia ora koutou. I'm Andrew Johnstone, and welcome to episode 143 of The Joy of Classical Music. And for the next two episodes, I'm going to be taking a closer look at some of my favourite new discoveries, and one favourite discovery from ages ago. Featured in this episode are pianists Julia Hamos and Jeremy Dent, songwriter and composer Mark Blitzstein, soprano Isabel Schickertanz, and Sweden's Gävle Symphony Orchestra. We opened with a work by Charles Mingus called Myself When I Am Real, and that's off Alice Island, the recent debut album from pianist Julia Hamos, which she describes as a circle that starts with the folk-inspired avant-garde music of her Hungarian roots and winds around to the cultural optimism of 20th century America, the land of her birth. It's a conceptual sort of album, and rather wonderful with it. I'll be playing more from Alice Island later, but first, it's a song from composer Mark Blitzstein. He's a relatively new discovery for me, and I'm really enjoying his musical sensibilities and his sense of humour. The latter is To the Fore in the New Suit, a song that celebrates the Zipperfly, a recent innovation at the time of the song's writing in 1945, and from their 1991 album, Mark Blitzstein, Zipperfly and Other Songs, here's tenor William Sharp and pianist Stephen Blair.
Ragamoochie, wicky wacky, and a woo, haggity goo. Ragamoochie, wicky wacky, and a woo, haggity goo. My wishes are but few. I wish my wish come true. Ragamoochie, wicky wacky, and a woo, haggity goo. And the bodies of three dead ants, carefully laid side by side, starlight, star bright, first star I see tonight. I want a suit with a form-fitting coat, and a six-button vest, and a zipper fly. It will not shrink when weather gets stormy, and no one ever wore it before me. Nothing could be so fine, a wonderful suit that was bought and paid for in a genuine store with a zipper fly. If you had two brothers with their hand-me-downs left to you, then you'd know what I'm wishing for. You dream of your wine and your women and song and cigars a foot long, but as for I dream of pants with those modified peg cuffs and a high waist effect and a zipper fly. Roozy goozy, chicky chacky, and a choo, haggity goo. Roozy goozy, chicky chacky, and a choo, haggity goo. A wish is so delish, I wish I get my wish. Rosy goosey, chicky chacky, and a chew, haggity goo. And I call upon the seventh letter of the seventh word of the seventh paragraph of the editorial page of the Daily News. Grant me a suit with a form-fitting coat and a six-button vest and a zipper fly. Oh, with what fearful pleasure I'd wear it. I'd be so beautiful, I can't bear it. Nothing could be so fine. Oh, and please have that suit with a pepper and salt pattern and a little place for flowers. than a zipper fly. My dream tells me one day I will walk down Fifth Avenue. It will be Easter Sunday, maybe. People will pass me and nudge one another and say as they slyly give me the that enchanting new suit with the zipper fly. Now I lay me down to sleep, I pray the my soul to keep, and if before I wake I should die, please lay me out in my wonderful suit, my unspeakable suit.
German soprano Isabel Schickertens is a Baroque and early music specialist, and her 2025 debut album is called Salentrost, a German word that means comfort for the soul. All the songs on the album date from the 17th century, and all are concerned with the life of the soul. As for the album, it draws you away from the noise of the world and ushers you into a space of reflective peace. Here's Isabel Schickertens with German composer Adam Krieger's 1667 song, The Power of Love Reigns Day and Night.
Mich gar entsinnt.
One of my favourite discoveries of recent times is Jeremy Denk's 1300 to 2000. Released in 2019, it's a concept album that traces an arc across 700 years of Western classical music, charting its evolution from medieval vocal music to modern minimalism. A revolutionary work of musical impressionism, Images is a suite of six compositions for solo piano by Claude Debussy that was published in two books between 1901 and 1907. And from book one, we'll be listening to Reflections in the Water. Debussy described the three-note opening motif as a little circle in water with a pebble falling into it. Here's Jeremy Denk.
Thank you.
Spanish poet and playwright Federico García Lorca met his end during the Spanish Civil War when he was assassinated by nationalist forces. In better times, he was an avid collector of traditional Spanish folk songs, and with his close friend, the composer Manuel de Falla, they compiled a collection called Ancient Spanish Songs. And from that collection, here's Avia Vital, the Between Worlds Ensemble, and singer Marina Heredia performing an old Andalusian love song called Zorongo. And this is from their highly regarded 2025 album, Song of the Birds. Austrian composer Grigori Ligeti's Fanfares is a virtuosic study in rhythmic dexterity and control. Drawing its influence from Balkan and African music, it takes the traditional celebratory fanfare and transforms it into a thrilling, intricate musical puzzle. From her album Alice Island, here's pianist Julia Hemos.
Thank you.
German composer, pianist and teacher Max Reger died of a heart attack in 1916 at the tender age of 43, but not before composing over 1,000 works, including Leiter Song, opera, chamber, choral and orchestral works. One of the big albums of 2025 was the Gabler Symphony Orchestra's Reger, four tone poems after Arnold Böcklin, Opus 128, and Romantic Suite, Opus 125. I played one of the tone poems in a recent episode, and this time it's the Romantic Suite. I'll be back next week with more of the same. Until then.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.